What is up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside the shovel-digging, camo-wearing, spear-fishing, huntingist, crazy lady I know, Danielle Fairman.
I feel like I need to witness you throwing an atlatl.
An atlatl? Atlatl? Yeah. I've never used an atlatl.
The only place I ever did was at Whale Tails.
Did you? Because it's like a hand slingshot that throws a spear out of it.
Correct.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. It sounds very difficult to be accurate with.
Oh yes, the first shot is always the most amusing.
A Raised in Wisco outing.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm in.
I think we should atlatl it. Yeah,
boom,
why not?
Boom.
Danielle Fairman is the co-host of Raised in Wisco with me. We've been together for many, many years and hunting the great outdoors of Wisconsin, eating the great outdoors of Wisconsin. And, you know, we are so obsessed, Danielle, with food that we literally
made.
Do you mean
Ellie?
No.
She makes us the best food ever.
Okay, that's the point I was getting to. We are so obsessed with food that we hit our wits' end, and we enlisted a professional certified French culinarian, Chef Ellie Lawton.
You found someone dumb enough to hang out with you guys and feed you.
Wow.
Yes, we did. We love you too.
Is that more of a statement on us or you?
All of us.
Okay, I think it is. And if you watch the show, which you can see on Facebook, you can watch all of our shiny faces and see the dancing into the breaks. We are wearing the same hats
today. We are wearing the same.
This is a
nice hat.
I know. Chad Belding.
But it brings us right to the best time of the year.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Am I excited.
We are so close.
You guys. We are 2 days.
Two days
from the opening of early goose and teal season in Wisconsin.
Yes. Oh,
that means fresh.
I'm excited about dove. Mm-hmm.
I love dove hunting. It's very fun. You want to hone your skills as a wing shooter?
Oh, yeah.
Hunt those little rocket ships.
I mean, I feel like teal and dove are kind of the same size.
Yes. Teal are rocket ships. Teal are more like bats. I feel like teal are bats and doves are little rocket ships. But needless to say, we are 2 days away. We are about 48 hours plus from the opening of the Wisconsin goose hunting season. Teal and mourning dove. And that is the start of fall.
It's the opening of no sleep season.
Yep.
You know, you just said that.
Very true.
I don't sleep great to begin with. You know that? I really don't sleep great. But during goose and duck season, I just don't sleep great for shorter periods of time.
Yep.
Folks, Dan Tim is here, the outdoorsman of Southeast Wisconsin. You know, your beard is getting quite long.
It does that. And then I cut it again.
Oh, and then it grows back?
Yeah, that's what happens. It's been this cycle now for over a decade.
You know, I saw...
Joel, your beard is longer, too. Are you guys doing a little competition?
No, I don't compete with beards. My beard is not thick enough to do competitions. I've got that salt and pepper thing, which is very odd because if I grow it a little longer, it doesn't look as peppery. Mm. It's a little darker looking if I grow it a little longer. I don't know why that is.
A little S&P never hurt anybody.
What is S&P?
Salt and pepper.
Oh, duh. That was a huge saying when I was growing up. No, duh.
It's my favorite ingredients.
Duh.
Well,
duh.
Pepper is. duh.
Salt and pepper is great. Folks, Dan, you remind me. I was just watching a show. It was a meme on Facebook, I think, and it was Grizzly Adams.
Oh,
it said, what people did before social media, before we had phones in our pockets. And it made me so happy because it took me back to the days that I actually got to watch Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Grizzly Adams was like this hairy dude. He had hair about almost probably my length-ish, but he had a salt and pepper beard, and he had this tame black bear that walked around everywhere.
What was the black bear's name?
I don't remember.
What's this show called?
Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, I aspire to
aspire to be Grizzly Adams. I think, what a life. You know, the little...
Simple. He was a cool guy.
I think he was an actor, but... the show was
about
a cool guy.
Yeah. Ben!
Ben.
Ben was his bear. Yeah.
That's right. Ben was the bear.
And Grizzly Adams would drink.
Totally Grizzly Adams. Hey.
And Ben would drink, or Grizzly Adams would drink like right out of lakes and stuff. And I always thought, I wonder if he ever got like beaver fever from drinking out of lakes.
Well, he was correction. An actor, so it was probably just pretend.
I need to read before I speak. The name of the grizzly bear in the life of times of Grizzly Adams was Ben, but the bear in TV series was portrayed by a real grizzly named Bozo.
So even the actor Grizzly had a stage name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That seems excessive.
Well, no, he was a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
The actor's, the bear's name wasn't Grizzly.
No, but.
No, the grizzly bear had a name.
Went by Ben, but his real name was Bozo.
Yeah, he had the bear.
Bozo.
The bear had a stage name.
Bozo.
I guess you can't go by Bozo. And as a grizzly bear, nobody's going to take you seriously.
You have a manly right. show. Yeah, this is Grizzly Adams and Bozo.
Well, I think, yes. And if you have the name Bozo, I think you're kind of destined to be like tamed, right?
Right.
I
mean, yes, correct.
And I can see it now. We're in the forests of Colorado. A hiker mauled to death by a grizzly bear named Bozo.
Death terrified
by Bozo. Ladies
did they
gentlemen.
Have Bozo? Was it a clown?
Yeah.
Bozo was
the
a
creepy.
Clown.
He was super
I didn't
creepy.
Think he was he creepy?
Morning
he
television show. That guy played all the games.
I didn't watch
WGN.
That show much. It was, wow.
Imagine being that person.
Core memory.
He still watches it.
I'm still nightmares by it, right?
Yeah, probably. Ooh,
I am actually terrified of clowns because when I lived in Florida,
Danielle, everybody's terrified of clowns.
That's right.
A clown broke into our house. A dude was banging on our window in a clown wig and a big old red nose just banging away.
No. Yeah. Is that why
terrified.
You left Florida?
Pre-Castle Doctrine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so terrified. Here's the thing about clowns and mimes. I'm just going to throw that out there. Nobody actually likes any of them.
No.
Mm. I don't mind a mime every now and then.
You've seen one?
Yeah.
You've seen an actual mime?
Yeah.
Really?
At a performance.
Well, never mime, I guess. I couldn't help
you're
it.
Welcome for
that's
that.
Set you right up.
Dan Tim works for an archery outfitter here in southeast Wisconsin, and we're getting ready for hunting season because most people who are into waterfowl like I am forget that only 15 days later is the opening of deer season because you can archery hunt deer and turkey season starts.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Man.
And I this is my favorite time of year is when you wake up and say, I don't know what I'm going to hunt today.
Yeah. Yes, such a rough life.
I'm going to pick. If you don't have an X for geese or waterfowl, you can go hunt turkeys. If you don't have a turkey spot, you can sit in your deer stand. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely time to get the bows out and start practicing the
bozos.
Get the bozos out and start practicing. But let's first go to our weekly Wisco. That almost sounded like a pre-recorded thing that you had.
Yeah, right.
It's time for your weekly Wisco.
With Bozo.
With Bozo.
Bozos.
We got a bunch of Bozos here. All right, enough clowning around. Danielle.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, I can't help it. Even producer Noah Morris, who owns his own company, Noah's Morris Original, is laughing, and I know if I get him laughing, it might
actually
be
funny.
So if you're coming along with us for the first time ever, this is Raised in Wisco. We talk about the outdoors, the great things you can do in Wisconsin's outdoors, how to take food from the outdoors, how to make the outdoors your food with our culinarian, our chefferie of the show, Chef Ellie Lawton, and Danielle and I really get to eat it. I'm a foodie. I do like to cook. But I'll tell you what, Chef Lawton brings things to the next level. And
she does.
We eat unbelievably here, and I'm really excited about today's recipe. But I also liked, Chef Lawton had an idea about talking about our fall favorites to cook.
Yes.
So I think that's something we'll do during the show. That's a fantastic thing to do as well. So I want you out there, if you're listening, to think of your fall favorites. Get on Facebook and tell us what is your fall favorite. We'll talk about that on the next show. For me, I'm just kind of vibrating because we're 2 days away from the opening of hunting season. And for me, I'm the guy who wishes summer would go faster. I don't hardly say it out loud because I don't want to get hit over the head.
Oh, yes. People love their summer.
They love their summers in Wisconsin. That's I'm going on the boat drinking, you know. So
that's exactly how everybody talks.
So
Southern drawl.
That's South Milwaukee cut.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to boat.
You guys, come on. Let's go out on the boat. They got a keg over there. Grab your big. Get your big. Let's go on a boat. So we're going to do our weekly Wiscos. Danielle, what do you got?
My weekly Wisco is kind of a bummer. I learned something new about my truck.
What?
Oh.
Yes. So, and this is probably with all remote start vehicles. So this is a kind of a, like a PSA for everybody listening as well.
Okay.
I started my truck because it was early in the morning, letting the fog go, and get in my truck and I'll leave. And I go to my friend's house that's about 35, 40 minutes away. Get there, and then I go to shut off my truck.
Oh,
well,
no.
Did
you
know? You
didn't have your key with you.
You can drive away from your key. Who does that? Why is this a thing? So I get to where I'm going. And I'm like, hey, guys, I got to leave. You know, I just got here. Had to go all back home.
Well, now
all
why?
The way back home.
Oh, because you couldn't leave.
You couldn't
turn
your truck off.
I couldn't turn my truck off because I did it and it said no remote detected. Press to start or press brake to start again.
Yeah.
Because if you close the door and actually get out, you can't. You cannot start your vehicle.
Man. Right. Why have you had a couple depressing weekly Wiscos?
I mean, this is a light
Danielle,
moment.
Danielle, to be fair, this doesn't sound like a Wisconsin problem.
It happened
Girl,
in Wisconsin.
We need to get you a lanyard to keep your key on.
For those of you out there
happens.
Who
That's
have Danielle's
terrifying.
Problem of driving away from their keys.
Who knew that was a thing?
Make
that
a
doesn't
necklace.
Seem smart.
Okay, can we just bring back normal
write a
keys?
Letter.
Can we just bring keys back that actually go in an ignition?
Yeah.
I don't like the buttons.
I love the key.
The buttons break.
Of course, I've never really afforded a vehicle that doesn't have one, so I guess I don't have to worry about that.
I'm really good at pushing buttons, but I don't.
Oh, boy. Oh, you have no idea. Yes, you are. Chef Lawton, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Yes, I grabbed my key, put it in the vehicle, and drove to the Waterfowl Expo in Oshkosh.
Yes, I was at the Waterfowl Expo as well.
Yes, where we made over 250 Canada Goose Birria tacos on the main stage. It was wonderful.
Yes, and I want to shout out to Megan Salazar, our Facebook czar, the salad bar of Salazars.
And Danielle Fairman.
And Danielle Fairman and Chef Lawton. And we served over 250 Canada Goose Birria tacos. And
they
I
were
have to
delicious.
Say, oh my gosh, unreal. Shout out to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association who put on the expo two-day event this year, which I thought was very successful.
I did too.
Want to give a shout out to the Banded guys. They were very nice to us, the Fowl Life guys. The hats are courtesy of them that we're wearing on the show today. And what an amazing time I had. Folks came up to us saying they came back to the Waterfowl Expo just to watch the cooking segments. I can't wait to talk about the opener, what you need to do to get ready for archery, and our favorite fall favorites.
Broken record.
This is Race and Wisco. Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. Tag along with us and you will laugh, that I promise you. And we are inviting you to actually laugh at us. You don't have to laugh with us. We laugh quite a bit, but you may laugh at us because we be fools from time to time and have a great time on this radio show. We talk about how to use the outdoors of Wisconsin to best benefit your life. And for goodness sake, if you live in Wisconsin, why on earth would you not be in the outdoors? We have the single greatest state in this nation for outdoor recreation. We've got the Mississippi River all along one side. We've got the Great Lakes all along the top and the other side of the state. We've got more inland lakes per capita than any other state in the nation. I was going to point out the southern border.
Hey, down there.
Stay north of the southern border, and you'll be just fine. For those Illinois listeners,
never
just
heard of
kidding.
Her.
For those Illinois listeners, just kidding, not really. And you can hear Raised in Wisco where, Danielle?
You can hear Raised in Wisco not only on our Facebook page and get to see our beautiful faces, you can see us on YouTube as well as listen on Spotify and Apple. And don't forget civicmedia.com. We can go back and listen to all of the episodes on there as well.
I have many, many people who come to me and they listen to it as a podcast after it airs.
Agreed.
Yes.
But the cool thing is you can also listen to us live on 23 civic media stations throughout Wisconsin at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. And I'm telling you, it's good. If you're in the car, your hour will go as fast as ours does if you're listening to us when you're trucking down the highway. Now, it is time. Speaking of trucks, get them ready. Get the trailers hooked up because hunting season is here.
Woo!
It's literally here. I know when it comes to April and everybody's hunting those turkeys hard, and when that ends, there is a piece of my soul that disintegrates. I'm not
kidding.
You're
coming back to life.
I have to live through the summer, and I literally get that fantastic feeling inside when I eat the game that's in my freezer. Well, now the freezers are starting to get empty.
Oh, yes.
And it is time to get back on
track. That just means you need to do more hunting in the fall.
No, it just means I eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
But the freezers are full.
I mean, that's what all you and your girls eat now is just the wild game.
Yes.
So
that's all we eat is wild game. And I absolutely love it. And that's why I'm really excited about today's recipe, because it was a wild game recipe. And it was to die for.
It was delicious. She made it two different ways, too. Yeah. For the carb eaters and the non-carb
eaters. We're talking about
that
today.
No, we're not getting there yet. We're not talking about that. I may
be
maybe that's his fault.
I
favorite.
Could be
you don't
stepping,
know.
I could be stepping on Chef Lawton's recipe. I didn't know.
Hey, you
that.
Know what?
That's very possible.
What else is new?
I was guessing. I'm sorry. I was assuming.
No, we will talk about
we
that.
We ate that, yes. And then we were going to talk about
You know,
about
we
that.
Should talk about that.
Absolutely.
But
maybe
not
I'm,
a problem.
I apologize. I think I was off base on that.
Well, we did not finish our weekly whiskos, though.
We did not.
You gentlemen need to go.
Yes.
Dan, Tim, what is your weekly whisko?
Cold mornings and out scouting. So all the different activities, looking for teal and geese, seeing where they're flying, and putting out trail cameras, hanging tree stands, things like that.
That was a great weekly whisko.
And these cold mornings here. Ooh, I'm with you, Joel.
Trust me on
that. Summer's nice.
Fat
summer's
guys
fine.
Love cold weather. I'm not implying you're fat. I'm saying I am.
Three,
so
300 kilograms we established last time I was on the show.
I have a question about your scouting. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed there's not as much movement yet as there normally is?
It
or
depends.
Are you not seeing that?
Yeah, no, it depends on where you're looking.
I'm talking about like here. You're scouting around this area,
Chef
correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to see the movement, you actually have to get in your car early in the morning and drive around.
I'm up earlier than all of you guys, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen a tremendous amount of birds flying around.
Yeah.
Well, the local birds are up and at them, that is for sure, and that's what we're hoping to get after here. Coming up, my weekly Wisco is the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Also, I had such a fantastic time. I bought a gadget. Now, what I have learned about myself, and I admit this, and I'm okay admitting this, I love gadgets. Gadgets are my thing.
I could see that.
What I have also learned about myself is that the vast majority of gadgets you buy to use in the outdoors are crap. And don't end up working and break really easily and then don't accomplish the goal you need. However, I saw a guy, he had a little setup there. He was selling these goose, duck, and turkey decoys on a little motorized stand.
Oh, yes. I wanted
everybody was drooling over those.
Slowly.
And those, what?
They turn. They turn
You're talking
very
about the ones
slowly
that are
on
swimming
the
around?
No.
Field decoys?
Field decoys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I thought to myself, if you have a spread set up and the wind is not with you, which it very often is not early mornings for goose hunting, And you get these, like, just three of them dotted in your spread. Add a little movement. It could really help. So I went, you know, I did the cooking stuff, and then I went over, and the guy said, I'm sold out.
No.
Oh, it broke my heart. And I said, well, how about, can I buy your demos? And he let me buy the demos. He makes them in his garage. Aww. You know, so it's one of those kind of things.
Good
but
man.
The design was simple enough that I thought I might get two or three uses out of them before they break. So I'm excited to try those. That's my weekly whisk. I'm really excited to try those.
Yeah, he had a turkey one, too, up there. Did he not?
He did. Yep. But in the state of Wisconsin, you may not use a motorized turkey mm-hmm. decoy. So.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, right. No, she's being sarcastic. You're being sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
It's ridiculous. Why you can't use a motorized turkey decoy. And as a fact, when I was a legislator, I proposed a law to do that, a bill to do that, to allow motorized turkey decoys. And the National Wild Turkey Federation opposed it.
Oh,
and I was never exactly sure why. But
I'm not sure if they know why.
I'm not sure if they know why. Hey, what you need to be doing in these last few moments if you're going waterfowl hunting, and what you really need to be doing if you're getting ready to deer hunt, because Dan Tim is here. Dan, the outdoor man, Tim is here. This is Raised in Wisco. To Raised in Wisco, you ain't picking up all you need to about the outdoors of Wisconsin. How to make it your friend. You know, Fred Rogers, the old Mr. Rogers television show, he used to say something about, won't you be my neighbor? Well, we got neighbors in the outdoors here in Wisconsin,
hey,
and there could not be a better way to spend these kind of days. I've been waiting all summer for this heat to break. It's been a hot
yes.
summer.
Mm-hmm. We're down to mid-40s at night.
All of
the windows are open.
High in the 60s.
It's so nice to turn the air conditioning off.
It's absolutely beautiful. I think for the first time in maybe 5-10 years, I'm going to be out opening goose season, opening day, and not baking in 90 degrees.
Yes.
It's been so hot the last few goose openers.
I feel like the mosquitoes are on a different level right now.
Oh, yes.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, no,
I feel like the mosquitoes are so bad.
We've had a very wet late summer. So yeah. That wet late summer leads to mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something we're probably going to have to deal with in the opening of hunting season here. Also, make sure to wear your tick repellent clothing.
Yes.
And because the ticks are nasty this year, and I had a little bout with a tick bite disease myself this year, and it wasn't little. It was about 2 months long, and it was horrible. So make sure you do what you can to protect yourself from the bugs while you're out there. But, you know, I want to talk real quick with Dan Tim. Dan Tim works for a local archery outfitter here in southeast Wisconsin, Whale Tails out in Dousman.
That's right.
Yeah, Dousman.
109 North Main Street.
All right. And I think a lot of people, like we were talking about a minute ago, a lot of people kind of forget that deer season opens 15 days after goose and mm-hmm. early teal.
Yep.
What am I doing right now to get ready for that? Because that's 15 days away, and it's not quite as easy to throw decoys in the back of a truck with a shotgun.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to go deer hunting.
Right.
What do you need to be doing before you head out there now?
Shoot your bow. You absolutely have to know your bow and your capabilities from different ranges. Make sure everything is functioning properly. Your arrows are in good working order. That's something that we see from time to time. People shoot an arrow that was compromised. Maybe you shot it with another arrow, or it hit something hard in the target, or you missed the target completely, hit a rock, hit something. Those can be devastating to your bows and crossbows. So definitely check through your arrows, make sure there's no cracks. Arrow manufacturers will tell you to take it and bend the arrow. And if you hear anything, you know, it's not a good arrow. Right. Yeah. give it a full test and make sure that they're good. And then if your equipment isn't feeling up to par, come see come see me and the boys. Or you
are
know.
There any latest and greatest new arrows out there?
Oh yeah, so everything.
Yeah, they're only $700 a piece.
No, I mean those are there.
Dan,
you know?
What's the hot thing right now that you guys are selling a lot of? We're getting a lot of requests for.
Well, the new bows, really, like the new Matthews bow, Wisconsin's very own Matthews archery bow. The Lift X. There's four different models in the Lift X to accommodate all, you know, sizes of archers, from the RS, which is a 27 3/4, up to the XD, which accommodates folks with a draw length of 32 to 34
Holy
inches.
Holy cow, that's
yeah,
a tall dude.
Big boys.
That's
yeah,
a tall
yeah.
man or woman.
We set up, those guys are 6'7", 6'8", you know? So wow. you walk sure. in and you know right away, like, let's try that
those
long
are the
draw.
Ones.
So how right. does someone measure at home their draw length? Or do you have to do it in a shop?
There are different formulas. You can measure your wingspan and then divide it by a certain amount. But really everyone's form varies enough where it's what's going to feel most comfortable for you. So you can get a rough idea on what your draw length might be. But then, you know, I would encourage everybody to, if it's not, you know, an archery professional is going to be happy to help you. And we do this all day, every day. It's what we love doing. You know, even just having a friend watch you or take a picture just to see your form, you know, make sure that everything's appropriate and your draw length, you can see where it ends up. But really you're looking for, you know, with your front arm, your bow arm fully extended, you're looking for that string to come back somewhere right from the tip of your nose to the corner of your mouth. And draw length is a super important one, and it's something that we can cheat a lot of times too short. I think we see people shooting bows that are too short more often than too long. We're happy to help with that. So stop on in.
Here's something I think that people don't realize. I way too often see people, men and women, trying to be too macho.
Sure.
They want to draw, you know, they want to draw 70 pounds or 68 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm drawing 58 pounds. It's not difficult for me to draw.
Right.
I want to make it something that under the coldest conditions, when I'm the sorest or tightest,
bulked up
I
and
can
closed.
Still draw that 58, and I'm not going to struggle to do it. And these bows today, you don't need much
they're
poundage
fast. Super fast.
For them to be fast.
And they're paired with the right arrow. So I think, you know, that's a good point too. Like you can walk into a store and see the selection of arrows, but most people don't understand arrow spine or the flexibility of the arrow and know what's appropriate for what they're shooting.
What do you shoot, Danielle? I shoot a Matthews too. I can't get past. I got a Matthews Z7, which was revolutionary of its
solo
time,
cam.
About 10 years ago, right? Solo cam. It flew off the back of a truck.
Oh.
I flew off the back of my truck and was run over by a semi.
What?
And Matthews Company gave me another free bow. That's why I will
that's
be
nice.
A loyalist to them forever. They just also happen to have the best bows, in my opinion. And they're a Wisconsin company.
Sparta. Shout out Sparta.
Sparta, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I have the Matthews Helium, which was really kind of just a lighter version of the Z7, and I can't get rid of it. I love that bow so much.
Joel, you can get a new bow and not get rid of your old bow.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to shoot a Boone and Crockett all-time pronghorn antelope with that bow.
Yeah.
So now that's my bow. I shot.
That has to be a bow, yes.
It would look great right behind that.
It is. Ooh, you can't
I mean,
see
that
it.
Would look yeah, really yeah, cool,
yeah.
though.
The bow?
Yeah.
yeah just mount it yeah, up there, and then I got to go into a new bow is what you're trying to say. I don't
look
think
at
I
salesman
need to.
Right here.
Oh, no,
I
it's shot. Not an accident. I'm just so passionate about this stuff. It just comes out naturally.
Yes.
Well, going back to the poundage, what is
my
the
favorite.
Legal? What is the legal poundage to shoot an animal?
30.
You have to be able to pull 30 pounds.
30 pounds, okay.
What are you shooting? Do you know, Danielle? Danielle's like, I'm at 82.
83, actually.
83
thank you very
pounds.
Much. I think I'm somewhere in the 50s.
That's
it.
Joel,
I'm
back
40.
To that. I mean, it's
I'm a lightweight.
It's one thing to be able to pull your bow back once, twice, three times, five times, seven times. But when it's cold and you've been sitting there all day and you have to do it now,
it's a lot harder.
It's a lot. And then practicing, you should shoot. I would recommend shooting hundreds of arrows leading up to archery season. just to make sure you're proficient.
And I'll tell you why you need to start now. You need to start now because the muscle on the cap of your shoulder.
Oh, so yes.
If you start 2 days before you're sitting in a tree and that bullwinkle comes along, your arm on the cap, whatever that muscle is out
the deltoid
is going to be so sore, you will not be able to draw back.
And start doing your push-ups.
Start now with drawing that bow because once you... If you do a tour, you could shoot 5 times the day before. You're going to be too sore.
I know a lot of guys do that too. Like, I shot 3 arrows. I'm good.
No, you're not.
You're going to be sore tomorrow, and you're not going to be able to pull it back. Exactly.
Well, you guys, when is league going on? You have league going.
January. We have league. We didn't do the bow hunter warm up this year.
Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, right. Bow hunters warm up.
But it's a good thing. Stay practiced, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think people don't realize how important it is to get ready for hunting season, not only physically, mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, you don't want to be the guy putting a sack of 6 full body decoys on each shoulder and walking up even a 5% grade hill in the wheat field 100 yards, or you can have a heart attack on the way doing that. People underestimate how much actual energy it takes to get out there. And I want to talk, I want to talk about waterfowl field hunting. That's the type of hunting I do for waterfowl most. I don't have a boat. I love field hunting. That's where I get the biggest thrill. Those 747s are coming in, and they're screaming at your foot bags. And when they say, oh, crap, when you pop up, there's nothing more exciting than that. But I want to talk about decoys for a second, decoy setups. I think what has happened, now, don't get me wrong, I am excited that there's such a burgeoning group of new young hunters. Mm-hmm. They gravitate toward waterfowl and turkey first, right? Whitetail tends to be something when you grow your patience and you don't need to kill things all the time. Mm-hmm. You gravitate more toward whitetail. It's a more strategic hunt. Takes more time, more patience. One of the reasons it's not my favorite. I love chasing the birds. But I think too many times what we're doing is educating all the birds that are coming because we start out with, 1,000 decoys out in the field. Well, that doesn't look natural to these birds that are coming in 3 or 4 or 5 family groups, So, and I don't want to get too inside baseball, but I think, that's how I kind of look at field setups. What do you guys think about that?
I think if you have a garage full of decoys, you want to put them out on day one, right? Yeah. You got to justify them to your significant other. No. Why do you have all these decoys?
No, you can use those decoys down the road.
I agree. Keep it natural. Keep it small. But I'd say the same thing for calling. I think people often call more than they have to. Hey.
Good call.
Oh, there it is. There's the first one.
What's your half laugh? Let's hear it. No.
What wasn't it? I can't fake it.
What is happening? And there we go, Danielle.
Danielle, what do you like to do for decoys early season?
I like to lay stuff out and go back and rearrange it.
Oh, I like to.
I hate. I'm that person. Well,
and
I
you get back to the blind, and then you overthink it.
Yeah, I mostly just do it. I mostly do it with like 3 or 4 people. So I'm the one going out there and rearranging things. Like, just lay down. I'm like, I feel like, no, because they just flew over, and now I have to go
and
rearrange.
And then you're like, okay,
that is not how it works.
The decoys, and then you're like, oh, I should have put it over that way, because then they would have landed perfectly.
Every waterfowl group's got what I call a decoy Dave.
Dave
has to get out, and I'm going to tell you this as sure as I'm sitting here. You miss more opportunities to kill geese because you're walking around in the spread.
How often than do you get buzzed when you're out there
all
in the decoys, right?
Yes.
Stay your blind. Stay in the blind. Well, John Whitmore, one of the best hunters I know, is the worst at it. He will be standing, sucking on his vape, blowing vapor clouds, putting a cloud of dust over all of the decoys.
He's actually in the middle of the spread.
In the middle of the spread.
Like, hey, you guys see those up there? We're going to get those.
There they are. You're in the spread, John. Sit down. And then,
just get him a goose costume.
That's right.
I'm telling telling you what, that is not a dumb idea. If he walked out there in a goose outfit, we'd have movement in our decoys all the time. That guy never, ever sits in the blind. Get in your blind, John. Get in the blind. What, I can't see us yet. No, you can see a goose, but that goose can't see our
tub
of lard asses walking around.
I can't see you.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, come on. If I'm walking around in the decoys, hey, what's that guy in the camo doing walking around in the middle of the black and white decoys?
Just smiling ear to ear.
I think it's a tactic. Honestly, I think it's something that's...
It doesn't work,
Dan. I'm a set it and forget it kind of guy.
Yeah.
I make a nice little runway. I get a couple little families on each side. And
keep
I just sit
simple.
There and wait.
That is
keep
the key.
Yeah.
Ronco.
Simple,
I'm a Ronco fan. Set it and forget it.
Oh, my
get that decoy spread out there.
Not one roast beef.
Ooh, I love roast beef.
Is that who Ronco is?
The Ronco, the rotisserie.
Oh. Meat.
The Ronco rotisserie.
You're so hip.
Ooh, it's cooking time, too, on Raised in Wisco. Wisco is nothing talking about the outdoors, hunting, and fishing if we ain't a
cooking show.
Danielle.
What?
Where were you?
Dan, come on.
Cooking
Dan.
Show.
Yeah. Okay.
I was
a little better.
It was not as enthusiastic as you usually were.
Oh.
I was waiting for it.
Raised in Wisco ain't nothing if we're not a
cooking show.
And the reason, and if you'll notice, we have unveiled a new logo. One of these years, we'll have it up on the Civic Media website. But it has a spoon and a fork in it, which I think definitely tells people we talk about cooking and food on this show. And we're really fortunate to have Chef Ellie Lawton. Acclaimed, award-winning, world-known chef.
That's pushing it. Worldwide.
I don't think it's pushing it. I mean, we eat culinary delights from around the world. So
that
we're a worldwide chef,
yeah,
right?
We are a worldwide
organization. You can listen to us worldwide as well.
That's
so
right.
You never know if there's somebody over in Australia.
Joel's
click
buddies
woo-hoo.
Listen to it.
The click language, the Xhosa, the Xhosa tribe. Shout out to you, click, click.
Wow, we're giving them shout out every week now.
We might as well. Well, they are regular listeners, so
okay,
I appreciate it.
Going back to the goose decoy spread.
Whoa.
What?
Yes.
Yes, we cook in the spread.
Oh, this is true. You probably do.
We grilled
a black stone in the middle of the spread.
We grilled Rice Krispie treats on our heater last year.
Warm blind meals are a saving
grace.
Oh,
they're amazing.
They're
yes. Oh, next week we're going to talk about blind meals.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
So everyone
idea.
Can get excited for that.
I love it. Everybody will have their first harvests in the fridge or freezer.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic. Make sure you listen next
week.
Let's
talk about our fall favorites real
quick. Let's do it.
All right. Dan.
Bratwurst on a charcoal grill. Football Sunday. I mean, it's magical.
Mine is very similar to yours, so this is actually really cool. Danielle.
Oh, well, I'm going to throw a little Danielle onto this, I guess. Soak your apples. Hopefully Zestar apples and some vodka, some caramel vodka.
Oh, I should know it was
before.
Going this direction.
That's Wisconsin.
Danielle's always bringing booze into all this food
it
stuff.
It makes you thirsty. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what?
But
that,
see,
it's very Wisconsin.
You know right. when you could do the homemade caramel apples?
Yes.
Just do your homemade vodka dipped slices and just...
Sounds refreshing. Sounds,
make it all nice.
Wow.
Sounds delightful.
Sounds like a party. Wow.
My family
What's your
does it.
Fall favorite?
Okay, you guys aren't going to believe this, but my favorite thing to make in the fall... I step away from the Blackstone after all summer behind the Blackstone. I fire up my charcoal grill and I make wild game burgers with all sorts of different toppings. And one of my favorites is a grilled venison burger with cranberry chutney and super thick sliced fresh Wisconsin Swiss cheese.
Oh.
That is one of my go-to burgers.
Okay.
And then I do stone ground mustard. I'll char some beets. I'll do some other root vegetables, some carrots, parsnips. Oh, my gosh. All those good.
On a burger?
Oh, yes, Danielle.
I mean, I will absolutely
I'm gonna
try,
try
it.
I'll try
but
it.
Anytime you have a sweet, like a cranberry sweet or a tart sweet like a chutney, people underestimate how amazing that pairs with Swiss cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Swiss
amazing.
Cheese with that bite in the back. You know how it makes the top of the back of the roof
of your mouth
itch a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And Wisconsin's got some fantastic Swiss cheeses.
Yeah. So Wild Game Burgers for me, I start
that
to
sounds delicious.
That really sound panic about the amount of food in
how
my
am
freezer.
How am I full yet?
I do burgers.
How does that work?
Every I'm week,
full,
right?
Yet,
that happens to me every week. Yep. I'm full.
Yep.
Yet I'm hungry.
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to go with the standard classic standby for me, the Canada Goose pot pie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your key.
I love it.
That's your classic.
That is so good.
I will deliver it to people and they'll make it on their grill. They'll put it on their pellet smoker to finish cooking it or in their oven. There's nothing like it. It's great for the blind.
Oh,
the next day, it's great
pie.
for the tree stand. Just cut it and heat it up. And now I've got these little freezer bags. People, here is definitely a key. People don't use freezer bags, you know, coolers, Yetis. All those things work great to keep something hot.
Yes, good
They
call.
Work just as well to keep something hot. So if you've got a little bag you're taking up with you to the stand, you can put a hot item in it. 3 hours later, it's still hot. It's fantastic.
Yum.
So I love eating pot pie.
Well, I hope you deliver us some pot pies.
I want to see you eat a pot pie in a tree stand.
Well, not the whole pie, Dan.
Okay.
Well, why not?
Although I certainly could.
Just pull
Dan,
it out.
Dan, I'll do that. Just,
look, a deer.
Look.
Look,
you know,
this is
do you know
sister.
How many people miss opportunities at deer because they're sitting on their 3x7s?
That's right.
It happens all the time.
Too
so
much.
I'd rather be eating a pot pie and miss an opportunity at a deer.
Mine's usually a 3x7 sandwich that I'm
yeah,
making.
Same.
Instead of my
true.
Phone.
That is
I
true.
Go in the tree stand, phone goes in my bag.
Hey, you got a quick recipe because we're running out of time.
I do. well. We had some delicious wild game lasagna tonight.
Yum. Oh my gosh.
It was
phenomenal.
It was so easy. Joel's not going to give me enough time to run through the whole recipe.
Oh no.
But,
I warned you this would happen.
Wonderful Megan will post the entire recipe. It was red sauce lasagna. Pretty traditional, actually. The meat that I used was a combination meat because I'm trying to empty out my freezer.
Yep.
So I did some ram and wild boar and beef that I had from a local farmer. I browned that, mixed that with my homemade marinara sauce.
Ooh.
And then I just had traditional lasagna pasta. And then the filling for that was ricotta with farm fresh eggs in it, shredded mozzarella, Wisconsin mozzarella, some spices, herbs, parsley, oregano, thyme, pepper, garlic. What else did I put in there?
I don't know.
That was
deliciousness.
That was it. It was very easy. The key to the top that we all agreed on was the fresh mozzarella on top of lasagna because it gets kind of crispy and chewy and delicious and nice and golden brown.
Are you an oven? Is it an oven ready lasagna or
no.
is it the boil kind?
The boil kind, but I would prefer homemade if I can. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to say my
fresh
favorite thing about it was you made a version of it with eggplant slices instead of noodles. Keto,
yes.
It was to die for.
Yes.
Absolutely loved
Sorry,
it. Man,
Joel,
we love to
I left
eat.
Out yours.
No, no worries. It was fantastic. We love having you along. Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. Talk with your friends about what we talk about. Get out there, enjoy the outdoors, and eat. This is Raised in Wisco. We'll see you next week.